sort of a backlight, as I would phrase it or describe it, to this whole discussion of the principles that we've been talking about. You raised the question sort of anecdotally about what happens at the end of a dinner where you have a bunch of people sitting around disposed to chew the fat a little bit, and what is the proposition that you put before them?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't know that whether that goes on to this next tape. If it does, maybe we started it here. So I'll... Yeah, go ahead. Okay. We'll continue. The issue that I like to pose over around the dinner table after supper with good people who are intellectually astute and articulate and so on is to put this proposition out, resolved that no person should be elected president of the United States unless that person is capable of committing murder. And when you state the proposition in that fashion, there's a certain shockwave that goes through the group, but then the discussion starts to get lively. The first general reaction is, we don't want a murderer as a president, and that would be terrible. And then you begin to put certain specific hypothetical situations before them, and they begin to back off and started to have doubts as to whether their first reaction was correct. For example, if I were to say, if George Bush were a murderer, would you want him to continue as president? They say, no, we want him out of there. We don't want a murderer in there as president. Well, suppose he doesn't commit the murder himself, but orders somebody to be murdered. Well, I don't want that either. That's the same as a murder. You're talking about a mafia don, you know, who orders people killed. Well, suppose he ordered Saddam Hussein killed. Oh, that's good. You know, that would be wonderful if he did that. Then we'd get this war over with and be less loss of life and et cetera, et cetera. Then people realize that the question of whether they want their president to be a murderer or not really depends on who it is he's going to murder. And which sort of reminds me of the rule of law that John Deathmers, God rest his soul, gave me one time with respect to murder cases. He said the first rule in every murder case is, should the deceased have went? he said that's the first question in every murder case. Should the deceased have went? And when you stop and think about it, that probably is the single consistent strain through most murder trials. But in any case, that whole idea of whether a president of the United States, whether the people of this country want a president of the United States who will violate the law in their behalf is a very interesting concept. After all, public opinion is outside of the Constitution. Public opinion is not controlled by the Constitution. Says that every person is presumed innocent until they're proven guilty. Public opinion doesn't have to presume them innocent, and rarely does. The Constitution says that every person is entitled to freedom of speech, but the public opinion is that some people shouldn't be allowed to talk at all because they what they say is unpopular and undesirable. While the Constitution may say that people cannot have their property taken away from them without just compensation, the public opinion might be that the president could seize the steel mill and not give those rich steel mill owners anything at all. For the benefit of the common good, they
would have a wartime emergency or that sort of thing.
Well, as far as the public is concerned, they wouldn't even need an emergency. I mean, all they really need is some sense that it's to their benefit to have this thing done, and they're happy to